MDU is preparing to retire three of its coal-fired electrical generation units. Two of them are at the Heskett plant north of Mandan. The other is at the Lewis and Clark plant at Sydney, Montana. MDU plans to replace the Heskett units with a natural gas peaking unit. The coal-fired units were baseload units. Nicole Cavisto is president and CEO of MDU. She says MDU is now working on an integrated resource plan to replace the 144 megawatts that will be retired. The natural gas peaking plant is 88 megawatts.
So what we would do is in the interim, we'd be looking at purchasing the remaining of our power off the MISO market, which today is very favorable in terms of pricing. So when we did our initial analysis, essentially it was suggesting that by retiring these units, replacing with a simple cycle, it'd be at about half the cost to our customer. So then what we would continue to do in terms of replacing baseload is look ahead to our forecast and continue to evaluate what those options are into the future.
Cavisto says the Sydney station will be retired at the end of 2020, and the two coal-fired units at Heskett will be retired by the end of 2021. As for MDU adding more wind power, Cavisto says there are no concrete plans at the present.
We just finished the expansion of Thunder Spirit Wind 2, so we've got 150 megawatts now on that location at near Hedinger, North Dakota, and that's been a very good addition for our customers. So with that just being recently completed, there's nothing imminent on the horizon yet, but time will tell.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.